Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Montreal, Quebec to Kona, Hawaii. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious, and I mean glorious, Tuesday.
Fantastic day once again, Mark, as it is usually when we're in here on Tuesday. However, the temperature is going to dip starting tomorrow. We're going to be getting those fall weather temperatures. I know today I think it's supposed to be 86 degrees. Yesterday was 91 degrees out here in some parts of LA, breaking all kind of old records. But tomorrow it's going to dip down to the upper 60s.
Yeah, we had 90s for a few days, which was amazing. You know, yeah. I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day, and they were out of state, and they said, so how is it over there? And another beautiful day in Los Angeles. And I said, actually, it's going to be 92 today in the middle of fall, in November, it's not exactly great. But I said it's nice weather. It's nice to be warmer. But 90s in the fall,
that's tough. Very unlike fall weather temperatures. But
breaking all records. Breaking all records.
But again, tomorrow it is going to drop down, and we're going to have those fall temperatures. I'm looking at the window right now. I'm looking at those palm trees with the blue skies, and there I see the change of the trees. You see that, Mark, over to your left shoulder?
I do.
How it, the autumn
we
colors.
Do have the changing of the seasons.
Yeah, we do. You know, and again, you know, I was at real quick. I was in Big Bear on Sunday, 2-hour drive from basically L.A., and then the beach is like an hour, 45 minutes drive from downtown L.A. So either way, you get the snow and you get the water. Why? I mean, we get it all out here.
Yeah, why we've got the traffic we've got.
Yeah.
They keep on coming. I mean, I was at the beach on Saturday. When was I there? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday at Newport Beach. And, you know, spectacular. The weather was incredible. We're walking on the sand and dipped our toes in the ocean, and it was just, you know, for the beach. To be in the, I think it was about 80 on Saturday afternoon at the beach was just a I mean, what more could he ask for?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. And that's what John Wayne used to say in those great Western commercials, if you remember, Mark, from the 70s.
He used to say not much?
He used to be around the campfire, and he says, what more could you ask for?
Oh, what more could you ask for? And why don't you?
And why don't you?
Yeah. To the Duke.
Fantastic. Yeah. To the Duke. Yeah, to the Duke. Let's start out like we do every start of our show, Mark, with birthday wishes and greetings to those who are celebrating their candles on their cake today.
Great. Hope we got some good ones.
Let's start with B.O.B., Mark. B.O.B.
He must be a Viner or a YouTuber or a rapper.
Very good. He is a rapper. He's celebrating 27 today.
Wow.
How about Matilda Ramsey?
Matilda? Who has that name?
She's anymore? Only 14 today, Mark.
Well, that makes it even stranger that somebody that's 14 has a name called Matilda.
Yeah. And get this. You know what she does?
Nothing. She a Viner?
She's a family member.
Oh, a family member.
She made the list because she's a family member. So, once again, she must have some kind of connections with the people who do this.
Oh, just as family member?
Family member. Huh, Carl Anthony Towns, or as they say, Cat. The number one draft pick for the Minnesota Timberwolves last year, who scored 40 points on Sunday against the Lakers. He turns 20 today, and this is his second year in the NBA. How about that?
It's amazing that they get him in there so young. You know, 18, you're still a kid.
He's 20 today, which means yesterday was 19, and this is already his second season.
What team's he in?
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Wow.
He was the number one draft pick last year, and he came from Kentucky.
Wow.
Sean Murray. Name sound familiar?
No.
NCIS?
Oh.
He's been invited to a couple of our events, and he's RSVP a couple times.
Which guy is he playing in? Yeah,
he's the, I don't want to say the dopey-looking guy. Okay. He's the guy that looks like he doesn't belong in that field.
Yeah, it's funny about the NCIS. The show isn't bad. It's the number one show in the country.
In the world,
I only watch it when RJ is on, right? Robert
Wagner?
He's
on tonight, by the way.
He's on tonight, by the way. But every time I watch it with him, it's great. And I always say, every time I watch it with RJ, I'm thinking, this is a good show. Why don't I watch it more often?
Yeah.
One. Two, I'm surprised because there are killings in it. There is shooting up in there. That it's an 8 o'clock show and not opposed to a 9 o'clock show.
Yeah.
Because 8 o'clock seems to be early still for people getting killed for the younger crowd.
I agree. But I'll tell you why, Mark, to answer your question why you don't watch it, because you, as well as I, watch too many other things.
Very scripted and also very limited as far as scripting TV, other than your, like Scandal and, you know, like The Walking Dead, that type of thing. But, it's just a question of getting a new show in the cycle, which, by the way, I did watch a new episode, the new show last night, which aired on Sunday, but they ran it again on TNT last night. It was called Good Behavior with Lady Mary from Downton Abbey. Now, she's the only reason I decided to watch this show, Good Behavior. She plays like a con woman.
Did that just start?
Yeah, Sunday was the first one. They ran a repeat of it last night. And I'm watching it. I liked it.
Did something get unplugged or something? Sound like something got unplugged. No?
Unplugged?
Okay.
I don't know.
Sound like it heard electric, some plugged. Anyhow. Oh.
But anyhow, I rarely watch a new show unless it's something I like. But this particular show, I'm only watching because I like Lady Mary from...
I saw a commercial for it, didn't know when it was on. But again, I should probably just check it out because I know I checked out Mars last night. I TV'd it. But let's get back to the other birthday wishes here before we go much further with other stuff. KKS.
Must be a rapper. Or
YouTube star, Mark.
Oh, you? Yeah, I was going to say rapper.
She's 23 today.
23.
Jimmy Choo. You know Jimmy Choo Shoes.
Yep. Yeah, the
How
designer.
How old do you think he is?
I'd say he's 48.
63.
Wow.
63. Ed Asner.
Wow, he's got to be 86.
We met him at Paramount Studios a couple years ago.
Right, for a screening of something.
Yeah.
No, it was an award show. It was a makeup thing.
It was a makeup.
Award show, yeah.
And what the hell was he doing there?
Yeah.
Anyhow, how old do you think?
86.
Right. Oh, what, did you read today or something?
No, I did not.
Teal Shearer, 35. Oh. That's old for a YouTuber.
Oh, that's a YouTuber, right. That is
And
old.
Last but not least, you made the list today, Mark. He'd be 125 today. You know him as simply Rommel, the Desert Fox.
Oh, wow. 125, huh?
He was 53 when he croaked.
Wow.
Right after the war, but 125 today. He made the list.
Yeah.
How about
that? I think he was killed, though. I think he was, because he was part of a conspiracy to assassinate Hitler, so they arrested him, and he was executed, I believe, is his cause of death.
Yeah.
Not old age or not battle injuries.
Still, 53 is pretty old for somebody like him to live back then.
The 40s? No. Yeah. In the 40s, you could live the 50s.
No. I'm not talking about life expectation for the human being. I'm talking about Rommel living to be 53 in Germany during World War II.
Because you're talking about the generals, the Nuremberg trials,
and all that stuff that was going on back then. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not talking about
life. I think the generals lived a little bit longer. But anyhow, it's good to hear that about Rommel. He would have been 125 today.
Wow. Hey, which, by the way, Mark, you know how old the oldest person on the planet is celebrating their birthday today.
Maybe 116?
117.
Oh, 117. Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, Rommel wasn't far behind that.
Yeah, he could have made
eight
it.
Years,
you know? Hey, the first topic I want to talk about today, Matt, was the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, you bet.
You know, as well as I know that we're huge equestrian fans, huge race fans. And, I mean, we've been to the Derby. We've been to Del Mar. We've been to Belmont. I mean, we've been all over the place when it comes to racing. But Breeders' Cup returned to Santa Anita, which is in my backyard.
You got that right.
You know, a week and a half ago. And, you know, Arcadia was a buzz with this thing. So I want to do a big shout-out to our friends at the Breeders' Cup for providing us with credentials to have access inside the park, make our rounds throughout the park. You know, we visited our friends in the press office. We made our way through everything. You know, we bumped into some friends, so we got into the... a chandelier room, which we love to watch the races from there. But everything
classy
about,
place, Mark. Classy.
Yeah, you know the thing about the Breeders' Cup World Championship at Santa Anita, it combined two of the most spectacular days of international thoroughbred racing at one of the world's most remarkable racing venues. But I won't say one of the world's most remarkable racing venues. I'll say Santa Anita is the most remarkable racing venue.
Yep.
And this year, Matt marked a record ninth time the Breeders' Cup was held at Santa Anita.
And it's only been around 30 years, right?
Yeah, a little bit more than 30 years.
So it's like every 3 years or so, every 3.5, 4 years it's there.
Something like that, yeah. And, you know, Santa Anita opened in 1934, situated right beneath the majestic San Gabriel Mountains east of Pasadena. The Breeders' Cup was created so that way thoroughbred racing would have a year-end championship of its own, just like Major League Baseball and the World Series and the NFL and hockey and so forth. So the Breeders' Cup's a magnet pulling the world's best horses, trainers, and jockeys to one location for a multi-million dollar racing extravaganza, which provides an international platform to decide the champions of the sport.
Wow.
Breeders' Cup funds purse money for the races through stallion and real and foal nominations from the major North American breeding operations. So racing is huge in America, and the Breeders' Cup is huge. I'd like to put out the website for the Breeders' Cup. It's Breeders' Cup. .com. And congratulations to the winners of last week's. Friday was the Longines Distaff. Beholder won that. And then on Saturday, the Breeders' Cup, which was a surprise. Everybody expected to be California Chrome, but Bob.
It was close, though.
It was almost a dead heat.
And the thing is, Mark, after the race, somebody was even saying, yeah, maybe California Chrome's better days are behind him. But 1 second either way.
1 second.
He's winning that.
Yeah. And, I mean, California Chrome is the richest horse in North American history, I believe, winning more money than any other horse in American history.
How much?
I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but it was like 15 or 20 million.
Wow.
So I want to congratulate Bob Baffert, which we've met a couple times.
Yep.
They're at Clocker's Corner.
I like the sunglasses. Always with the glasses.
You know, so congratulate Bob Baffert on Arrogate winning the Breeders' Cup this year.
He didn't even know he was going to. He was even blown away.
Yeah.
When they were interviewing him afterwards, he was blown away.
I think everybody really thought it was going to be California Chrome, including myself and including you. I guess we put some wagers down on
and
the,
we won.
In the chandelier room.
We bet the place, though, and he placed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to thank a few sponsors that were there on the Breeders' Cup, which was Kendall Jackson Wine. You know, we attended Press Day.
Excellent wine, by the way.
Excellent wine. Longines, which is the official
and
timekeeper.
You got a very special.
I'll get to that in a second. I want to thank congratulate Longines and also John Deere as being a couple of the major sponsors. And Vie de Clicquot, I'm not sure if they were the official champagne, but we did enjoy some Vie de Clicquot in one of the suites
winners
there.
Was that the winner?
I think it might have been. So I want to congratulate all those sponsors. And again, do another huge thank you and shout out to Longines because, as you know, they have their fashion contest on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, you betcha.
At the Breeders' Cup. And Longines, which, you know, it's for men and women. We entered both of them, both days. I entered Friday, you entered Saturday. And to my disbelief, I actually won first place in the men's fashion contest and won myself an elegant, which I happen to be wearing today, an elegant Longines Conquest
nice.
Timepiece, which is fantastic.
The presentation was key.
Absolutely. This mahogany box it was given to you in. I met I think it was the CEO of Longines in there.
I saw him at the Winter's Circle for Wynn California,
on Saturday.
Yeah, he was right there.
Right there, of course. And, you know, they pay big bucks for, they sponsor all these, the Triple Crown, they sponsor the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, Preakness and everything. So it was great to win. Met some great people there on the Winter's Circle.
FUN, fun stuff.
We met Carson Cressy again. We met him at the Kentucky Derby. We were at the Julep Ball a few years ago.
Yep.
He was one of the judges this year at the Longines Fashion Contest.
Which I entered and did not win.
Yep.
Wondering if that had anything to do with it because,
well, you know, he knew you from before.
Yeah.
You know,
and we introduced ourselves to him beforehand, so that may have jinxed
started.
Me. I was right up there, though, but I ran again. I lost to a younger guy looking very cool and hip. The competition on Saturday was much more, as opposed to Friday.
Yeah, it was more intense.
Much more intense. So I probably had a better chance of winning.
Breeders' Cup will be at Del Mar.
Wow.
In 2017, November.
Where the turf meets the surf.
November 3rd in Del Mar, California next year. I'm looking forward to that. That should be a great event. Breederscup.com for your list of winners, all the details and excitement. And if you want all the, you know, find anything you need to know about the Breeders' Cup, go to breederscup.com. Again, I want to thank the staff over there at Breeders' Cup for allowing us the opportunity to participate in have a press presence there. It was great time for all, and we hope to be back again next year.
Right on. Yeah. Big shout out to all those sponsors and all those people who participated. And a big shout out I got to give out to Robert Kardashian, who recently became a father over the weekend. Did you know that?
He had kid. I did hear that. I didn't know they were that far along.
A daughter, had a little daughter, Dream Renee Kardashian. So let's see how long that relationship lasts. I'm sure you did not watch the show, but it seemed like it was very troublesome. But congratulations.
What was
on
troublesome?
Their relationship.
Oh, the relationship.
Always arguing. She was always kicking him out. He was always moving.
But then again,
out.
You got to wonder, is that for the camera to make it exciting to
no,
watch?
No, I don't think so. Knowing how she is and knowing how he is, I don't think so. But
okay.
Congratulations. And the baby was born in at Cedar Sinai, which is like the four seasons of hospitals.
Yeah, that's the best.
$6,000 a night hotel, hospital room they were in. I mean, four nights there, they just had a baby. Well, it was C-section, so a little longer. So three or four nights, that's almost $30,000.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's on the show or I mean, I don't know, but he's driving around in a Bentley, living in some huge...
Oh, he's driving a Bentley too?
Yeah, he's driving a Bentley.
But usually the other ones have Rolls Royces.
Yeah,
they?
He's got that four-door Bentley.
Oh, he
the
does?
One you like,
oh,
yeah.
I love that
Which
one.
Seems like he's only 28.
So it seems like that's an older car. But anyhow, I know he was on the show forever, but he wasn't on the show like the other ones were. I mean, what bought that house? What bought that car? $6,000
Well, I think he got some inheritance from his father, Robert Kardashian, when he passed away. So he got a piece of the pie there, and then he's been on the show for the Kardashians for about 5 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he hasn't really been on for three.
Yeah, but he's got 5 years before that.
Yeah,
so.
But how much was he getting paid then? You know, mm-hmm. every year's. And speaking of the Kardashians, congratulations to his sister. She's got a line of denim out now. I dig that. You know, with this whole Kardashians thing, Kendall, she's working. She's a model. The other one, the younger one, she's got a partnership with PacSun. She's got nail polish. She's got eyelash stuff or whatever, and now Courtney's got her jeans, which are $145 to $225 per pair. Kudos to that. But what the heck is, and we Kim doesn't have to do anything else, but what is Courtney doing? Poor Scott Disick.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, well, he made his money off of them, but what does she do?
Gotta wonder, right?
I mean, other than making
now, since you mentioned the Bentley, we've got the LA Auto Show, which I think is a premier thing coming up next. Starting this weekend, I believe, starting Friday. I'm going to say it's LAAutoShow.com. Now we go every year. We've been going for about 10 years, maybe 15 years, every year to this thing.
Consistently at least 10, but we've been going for 30 years,
right.
I think.
And LAAutoShow.com, it goes for about 10 days, I think. It starts Thursday and it goes to the Friday, or the ends of the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And it starts like from 10 to 8 p.m. in the evening. And this is a great place to go, great place to see all the new cars.
A lot of walking. Be ready to walk.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, if you want to see, I don't think Rolls-Royce is there again this year, but if you want to see Bentley, you want to see Maserati, you want to see Ferrari, you want to see Porsche, Mercedes, all the great cars, Audi, they're all there.
Yeah, no Rolls-Royce last year, though.
It's not there again this year, which is tough. But LAAutoShow.com, go there. They've got great prices for the tickets. It's a great family affair. You could take the family. They've got restaurants there. You can have some lunch. But if you're in the market for buying a new car, LAAutoShow.com.
Yeah. Do we know when we're going to be going?
I don't know. We're in Boca. I guess we need to talk about that next. But so we're gone.
And we always
got the holidays next week. So
I think it starts. Does it start on the week
Thursday or Thursday? Friday?
And it goes through the following Sunday, I think.
Goes through the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
And we always start. We precede our visit to the auto show by our annual breakfast at the Pantry. Did you mention that?
The Pantry's been there since 24, I think, and they're open 24/7, 365.
They never shut their doors.
Ever close.
Yeah, and we're only there for breakfast.
And we only go there once a year for breakfast.
For breakfast, yeah.
And it's a great place.
Yeah.
But we never go again.
Yeah, it's always wait. We're always waiting for probably close to an hour.
Yeah.
It's a very, very popular place. They only take cash. They don't take reservations. Old place, nothing fancy, just down, home.
Good, sir. Good portions.
Good
fair
portions.
Fair price and good food.
However, the price has gone up a little bit over the last couple of years.
But you know what? The place hasn't changed in 24.
No.
I mean, the chairs are the same. The tables are the same.
It's like they're printing money there. I mean, cash only.
It's owned by former mayor of Los Angeles, Mayor Richard Reardon, which, by the way, we bumped into him last year when we were going there.
He's
and he invited us. He
yeah.
invited us
to
dine with
him.
But there was too big of a group of us. He didn't have room for all of us.
Isn't he like close to 90? He's like 86.
He's in his 80s, yeah.
I was wondering if he thought we were somebody else, because he did extend that invitation.
I think he's just a nice guy.
Speaking about local politics. We'll get to other politics later. Did you hear that a former LA Mayor Villaraigosa is running for governor?
Oh, he's been planning that for years, but he made the announcement a couple days ago. He'll have my vote. We met him at the Miss Universe pageant a few years ago.
Along with
President-elect Donald Trump.
Donald Trump at the same
at the event, and we were introduced by Giovanni, the Margarita King. So what combination is that? The Harris twins, Giovanni the Margarita King, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, and President-elect Donald Trump the same group together.
Too bad we don't have a photo of that. Our wackiest photo we have, Mark, is us with 70 heartthrob, Leif Garrett, and second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah,
I love that picture.
What a meeting.
Because that's a kooky picture. But like you said, if we had a picture with Giovanni, is it Giovanni?
Giovanni, the Margarita King.
Trump and Villaraigosa.
Yeah.
Now, well, this was over 10 years ago. That was before.
No,
I think
it was 2007.
Yeah, so I don't think they had camera phones yet.
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
So they came out, either they just came out then or anyhow.
But congrats on Antonio Villaraigosa's, the funny thing about it is his competitor right now, his closest competitor is Gavin Newsom, who's the lieutenant governor of the state of California. He's been in the running. He announced his running a year ago. So although the election is until 2018, he's already been running since 2015.
Wow.
Now, that's to the extreme, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, how about them Chicago Cubs, Mark?
We gotta love it.
Was that a hell of a seventh game?
Got to love it.
You know, we were doing the reality TV awards. We were hosting the Celebrity Gifting Suite. And this was game seven, and I couldn't believe that we were going to miss it. But fortunately enough... Business comes first. But we did leave a little early. After our commitment was complete, we left a little early. Again, after our commitment was complete. And... it went into extra innings. It went into a rain delay. So we both made it home to see the last inning and a half or two innings to see the Chicago Cubs become the World Series champions.
Great.
Fantastic series.
Indeed it was. Indeed
fantastic
it
was. Series. I mean, the Chicago Cubs are global. You know, you go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like the New York Yankees, but it's still global. There are Chicago fans everywhere. And when when Chicago was in town here, when we lost to them, in the championship series, half the audience, half the crowd were Cubs fans.
Yeah.
So kudos and shout out to the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not the Dodgers, it's got to be the Cubs, the second favorite baseball team.
And speaking of the reality TV awards, Mark, which took place, I think, two weeks ago. Fantastic event. We had a lot of new brands that were represented in our gifting suite, and one of them was a big shout out to Mont Blanc Executive Car Service. I believe this is the first time we've had a car service involved with any of our events.
Great.
And we've been around since 2002. We've had jet services and helicopters and so forth, but first time we've had a car service. So big shout out to Mont Blanc, and that's BLAC, kind of like Mont Blanc without the N in there. Mont Blanc. Their website is MONTBLAC transportation.com.
Great.
And they were given a free black car ride. So
when you say black car, are you talking about like a town car?
I would assume that's what it is. I haven't looked into too much, but Mont Blanc Executive Car Service is a private car transportation company that caters to the downtown metropolis. I like that, downtown metropolis and surrounding Los Angeles area, specializing in private events, high-end clientele, and the corporate elite. Join them and allow them to cater to your next luxury private transportation need. Big shout out again to Mont Blanc Executive Car Service. Thanks for being involved, Giuseppe.
Great. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Good stuff on TV all the time. This Westworld was on Sunday night. You know, I watched it.
Did you watch it last night?
Interesting twist. You know, I didn't think it was going to go that way.
With what's his name being
a robot and then killing that one girl. And then, boy, I loved Anthony Hopkins in that role. He's perfect as Ford.
Yeah. And he's always there.
He's always there, and he always has the right thing to say, excuse me, the right thing to do, and he's in control of the whole thing. I love the fact that they're mentioning Delos more than they were before.
Yeah.
And
what does that stand for, though? I'm sure it's an acronym for something, isn't it?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, when you think of it, it's a resort, and it's entertainment, and starting with D. It just sounds good. And when it was created back there in the 70s. And actually, I think it was based off of a book by Michael Crichton first. So we're going back 45 years almost from when this thing first was created. But, you know, Westworld's good. I like that divorce on HBO, too.
Funny.
Which I thought was odd, though. And the other night, they did a Christmas episode. That they had the Christmas episode a month early. You know, Christmas is still a month away.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. I mean, it got me in the Christmas mood, but it just seemed weird to be doing Christmas when Thanksgiving isn't even here
Well,
yet.
Maybe Mark,
they could have done a Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
You know, they went to her parents' place, so that could have been her parents' place.
I like that Robert Forster boy. He's good.
And I was going to say about him, usually his role is always tough, Marine type.
Yeah.
This was a little bit off from his usual role. So.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the TV season's off in full swing and great stuff on TV. And I want to do a quick shout out to another couple brands that were in our reality awards
show
the other 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're also coming on board in our Oscar event in February now. Zaytic Skincare. Zaytic is committed to delivering effective and high-quality natural skin and body care products formulated with the finest certified organic botanicals whenever possible and without the use of GMOs. The organic product items are certified annually by Oregon Tilth,
They make the best effort in entire product development process to remain within accordance of nature's sustaining equilibrium while providing nurturing and long-lasting essential beauty benefits. Their products are developed and manufactured in Southern California, USA. And on top of that, manufactured in Southern California, USA, they're manufactured in Glendale, California.
Get
home
out
to
of
our
here.
Office.
World headquarters. So,
world headquarters, right.
World headquarters for Wild Creations.
Thank you, Zaytik Skincare, for participating in Wild Creations. More to follow because they've got three brands that they were involved with our event.
So. Ashley, very, very friendly person. This is the first time we were introduced to her. First event she participated in. Just always nice to meet some new
clients. Ashley, more to follow. I've got a couple more brands to mention for her.
You know, how about that? The holidays, all of a sudden they're like here. It happens like that right after Halloween, right?
Yeah. It starts just before Halloween, it seems like, because out here on KBIG 103, I think, they've already started playing Christmas music 24/7.
Yep. And for same 2 weeks XM Radio. I was listening to it all day on Sunday. Just wanted to get in the mood, you know.
Well, I understand getting the mood, but my gosh, I've got plenty of time to get in the mood from Thanksgiving Eve to Christmas.
Then you're already in the mood. I just can't wait to get in the mood.
You start the night before Thanksgiving because everybody's in the jolly mood because the next couple of days is a holiday or you're off work. And then that goes through Christmas, through New Year's, and this year with the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl being on January 2nd, you're actually going through the holidays.
Oh, it's on the 2nd this year?
Yeah, because it's a Monday because the January 1st is a Sunday. So it goes through the 2nd, so that means about the 3rd, everything stops.
Yeah.
So you've got the day before Thanksgiving to January 3rd. That's a lot of time to be celebrating.
I know.
So the fact that they've got the music 2 weeks before Thanksgiving just seems like it's just overkill.
We went up to Big Bear on Sunday, and I knew it was going to be really chilly, and I thought we'd see the trees, maybe a hint of white, just for whatever reason. I just felt like in the mood to have it, so we listened to it all day long. That was enough. I'm back to regular music this week, and we'll wait till next week to get back to the holiday music. But any holiday shows coming on this week, or is it still too early? It's
right before Thanksgiving. Although, you know, you've got your shows like Modern Family and Blackish, they're doing their Thanksgiving show this Wednesday, tomorrow. So you've got the shows doing it, but there's no true, I guess, set holiday shows, you know, like your Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Yep. I think that'll run next week and so forth. But Hallmark Channel, they continue running all their Christmas stuff. They've got so many Christmas movies. It's incredible.
And on the Today Show this morning, Dean Cain was on there. He is known for being, he's been in 12 holiday movies.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
12 holiday movies.
He just finished one in a month. He says it's the quickest he's ever done a movie from the time it was completed to the time it's being pitched. It's been 5 weeks. But 12 movies. Wasn't he in that movie that you were talking about, Mark? The Christmas in Beverly Hills? Was he in that
one? Jeez. I'm not sure if he did or not. He might have.
Okay. Yeah, because he's been in
and he's, you know, they just announced that, I guess, the sexiest man in the world is...
Yeah, Rock.
The Rock, and I think Dean Cain mentioned he was it previously.
No, he was in the top 10.
Oh, contention.
The contention.
Oh,
the,
I see.
The top 10. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But
all right. But let me do a quick shout out to another one of our brands because they're also associated with Zaytik. And it's
a lot
genius
of shout outs today, folks, because we've been busy the last couple weeks since we've been on the air. Extremely.
And it's one
busy,
of the benefits
so.
We include with our partners.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I don't want people to be overwhelmed. But we have a lot of shout outs because we've been pretty busy the last couple.
Genius
weeks.
Juice. And I don't know if you knew this ahead of time, Matt, but Genius Juice is coconut. Coconut water.
I did not know that.
It's an organic coconut smoothie
company. I sure like the name of it.
It's an organic coconut smoothie company based in Los Angeles. And instead of coconut water or cold pressed, Genius released onto the market an authentic coconut smoothie using elements of the coconut, such as the coconut cream and the coconut meat and coconut oil. So you are getting all the good stuff. Each bottle boasts up to 15 g of protein and 4 to 5 g of fiber, making it a meal replacement without the high carbs and sugar. Genius Juice has three flavors, original, coffee, and vanilla, and that's geniusjuice.com.
Wow.
Great,
yeah.
We like our coconut coconut juices. It's different, right?
Where were we? We were at that one meeting a couple weeks ago when we were doing the peace.
Actually, I think that was about a month ago.
Yeah,
that meeting was.
Arts for Peace Wars. And we've already talked about that in the past. But anyhow, we were in a meeting. It was at a studio in Hollywood, and it was hot.
Yeah.
And there was too many people in this tiny room. And, I mean, I was thirsty. And our host, who was hosting the meeting, broke out a box of coconut water.
Yeah.
And
we won't name the brands.
We won't
name
Genius
Juice. Yeah. Robert
Miller. Check that out, Mark. But it was very refreshing. It wasn't ice cold, but it was very refreshing, and I needed it. So I need to get more into that coconut stuff. And maybe we ought to have Genius Juice send us a case.
That'd be nice.
Maybe
I
we
mean,
should
I, you know, it's
keep
good stuff.
Keep in the office and, you know, and
drink it here on the show.
Right. No
Let me
kidding,
see
right?
What it says here.
Yeah,
take
okay. And another event that we did in the past couple of weeks was the Israeli International Film
we'll
Festival,
let us know.
Which just took place last week at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel.
In the heart of Beverly Hills.
In the heart of Beverly Hills. We provided 300 gift bags. That's correct.
That's a big
right?
number.
300. That's a number. That's a large number for WOW Creations. Usually we do anywhere from 50 to 75, 100, 150 tops. But this, they came to us and they wanted 300. So of course we had to step up to the plate and deliver. And damn well job we did, huh, Mark?
Yeah, it was the grunt work of what we do. It's not the elegant. It's nothing glamorous.
Right.
But, you know, we had our team, our interns, assistants helped us do the 300.
And I think we posted some photos. I mean, we're always posting photos
bag
of celebrities.
Assembly.
Or red carpets or what have you, but I think we posted some grunt work last week.
Yeah, we do
some
the grunt work sometimes. Yeah. We are the tastemakers.
We have no problem getting our hands dirty.
Yeah, we are bon vivants, but we have to do what we got to do.
That's for sure, man. That
Let's talk
sure.
about this weekend. Big weekend
Huge,
as we turn
Mark.
To Boca Raton
Huge.
For the
Huge.
fifth time. Chris Everett Charities, and that's www.chriseverett.org.
Yep.
Great charity.
Great cause.
They raise money for underprivileged moms.
Is this 25 years, Mark, or 27?
I think this is the 27th year.
Yeah.
They've been doing this.
That is a long time.
In the southern Florida areas. And
tickets are still available, I think.
Tickets are still available because you've got the meet and greet with Chris Everett and her tennis play on Friday. Then Friday night is the Boca Raton Resort and Club cocktail party, where they've got music, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres. Saturday morning,
that's a hell of a party, by the way.
Tennis tournament starts on tennis. It's Saturday afternoon. Saturday evening, the grand gala at the Boca Raton
Phenomenal.
Resort and Club. Phenomenal.
Classy.
Sunday is the big final match of the tennis play. So you've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You've got
three-day weekend. Three
so,
full days.
All these events that I just mentioned, tickets are still available. Go to chriseverett.org to purchase your tickets. Great celebrities this year. Carson Kressley is coming for the first time. Jimmy Buffett is not only going to be performing, he'll be attending.
Fantastic.
Jimmy Buffett is huge.
Fantastic. How fitting
yeah.
for a Florida charity event.
To have Jimmy Buffett, Southern Florida's own Jimmy Buffett.
I'm excited. I've seen him a couple times in the past, but I'm excited.
Randy Jackson of American Idol fan will be there.
David Cook of
David
American
Cook
Idol
of
fan.
American Idol fan.
Winner season. I'm not quite sure.
Former L.A. Sparks player. Lisa Leslie will be there.
I want to see her with the tennis racket.
Oleandak is going to be there. Timothy Oleandak is going to be there.
Oliphant.
You've got
Oleandak.
Monica Seles is going to be there.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, you've got it's a mixture of
yeah,
everybody.
It's a great
and
combination.
John Lovitz, who's been there, I think, the whole time.
Yeah.
He's coming back. So.
Every time we've been there, I think.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure he's been there before, too.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, every time we've been there. So fantastic event.
What a lineup.
Tickets still are available. And if you can't make it to the event, there's still, you know, there's always an opportunity to make a donation.
Donate, yeah.
Yeah, but we're really looking forward to it. And it looks, Mark, knocking on wood right now, the weather might be holding up for us. Usually when we're there, it's raining 1 or 2 days.
Windy.
Yeah.
It's storm-like. It
yeah.
is the tropics.
Yeah, I get
it's,
it.
It's rainy
again,
and windy, warm and humid.
Knock on wood. Hoping the 5-day forecast looks excellent.
Good.
Looks excellent. So
yeah, we'll be
but
making
that,
the rounds.
But that could change. But looking forward to participating and attending those events as well. And it's always good to get out there. And it's nice to walk down to see the decorations down in Florida for.
Yeah.
It's just like I've been to Hawaii a couple times before the holidays. It's interesting to see in Hawaii when they have Christmas trees and lights up and stuff like that. It's just
non-traditional cold
yeah.
Climates where
yeah.
you don't think of Christmas really being truly Christmas when you have 90 degrees and palm trees and the ocean there. It just
yep.
seems non-Christmas-like. But
I want to, now my turn, Mark, for a quick shout out for a brand that participated in last week's Israeli International Film Festival, and they're giving
the
some
30th annual Israel.
30th annual, and they're giving some serious thought about participating in our Oscar suite. Not just the gift bag like they were involved with last week. They're thinking about actually being represented in the gifting suite for our Oscar event in February. Icelandic water. I mean, there's so many different waters out there. Which one do you go to, right? I mean, which one do you go to? But Icelandic, yeah. Icelandic, Mark, is Icelandic glacial water. It's the super...
Would this be from Iceland?
That's correct. It's wow. the super premium, not just premium, not just super, super premium natural spring water from the land of fire and ice, home to glacier spotting geysers, volcanoes, and raging rivers. Iceland has one of the one of the cleanest ecosystems on the planet. So get out there, get yourself some Icelandic water. Thank you so much for being a part of our gift bag last week. I know everybody in attendance loved having it, and we look forward to hopefully getting you involved for the Oscars. So wow. Big shout out to Icelandic, Mark.
Yeah, big shout out. Yeah, great.
Fantastic. Hey, did you see... Oh, go ahead.
No, go on.
Did you see Designated Survivor last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason I'm making comparisons with the election, how we just got a new president. I'm not going to go into politics. We got a new president. He was Kiefer Sutherland was kind of thrown into this role. People don't want him, but he makes it happen. Good show.
Yeah, it really is a good show, and it's funny. You know, you see these shows, and you always wonder, boy, this is a great idea. How come it took so long to get it on here? Which is, that's how it is with a lot of good shows. But yeah, he's good as the president. I love these political shows. You know, Scandal is coming back soon too. I love Scandal.
Is that for sure?
Oh, that's
sure?
another one. Oh yeah,
is that for sure?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Scott Foley from Scandal. He will be returning.
Oh yeah, he was there last year, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't there last year, but he was there 2 years ago. Scandal comes back, I think, in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So really looking forward to that. That should be an interesting change in the new season as to the results of what has happened in the last season or two on that show. So I love I love House of Cards.
You still watching that?
Well, I haven't watched it in a while. The new season started, I guess, about a couple months ago.
Wow.
I haven't gotten around to that because I've been glued watching this new show on Netflix, The Crown.
Yeah.
Just premiered last
Friday.
Did
you tell me yesterday, Mark, that you just binged and you watched 5 episodes?
Yes,
of
The
Crown. So that's 5 hours straight watching.
It's about 45, 50 minutes. Well, no, actually, I didn't watch them all in one night. We watched it in 2 nights, The Crown. But it's great. It's the story of Queen Elizabeth from as she ascends to the throne. And right now she's been the queen for about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really interesting. And I am making a prediction at the Emmy nominations next year. Not only the show The Crown will be nominated, I think her name is Alice Foley or something like that
Foley.
Plays the queen. And also John Lithgow, who plays Winston Churchill. Without doubt, he will receive a Emmy nomination and may even win.
Did you say Churchill?
Winston Churchill.
Don't we have a connection with one of those Churchills?
The great-great-grandson of Winston Churchill.
Wait, great-great?
Churchill.
Great-great.
Great.
Wow.
I think it's great-great. I'm pretty sure it's great-great-grandson.
I think it's great.
Of Winston, great-grandson of Winston Churchill. We met him at the Queen Mary 75th
That's a photo, too. That's a conversation.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
That's a conversation piece, too.
I love it. I was just flicking around the other day, and I'm just going through C-SPAN, and I saw it just said Winston Churchill. So I popped it up there, and there was our buddy, Lord Randolph Churchill, doing a spiel. They were doing a special about Winston Churchill.
What was okay.
Stacy just looked up, and she goes, Randolph Churchill, didn't you guys meet him? And I said, yeah. How many people could say that they've met Randolph Churchill? I mean, millions of people. Or
how many people even know that there's a Randolph Churchill out there who's the great-great-grandson?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. But it was cool seeing him on C-SPAN talking about his great-grandfather. He's an investment banker.
Investment banker.
In
okay.
London, yeah. So, I mean, that's how he pays the bills.
That was a wonderful event. That was a 3-day event that we took place
at the Queen Mary 75th anniversary.
Took part in. Fantastic. Don't we have a brunch coming to us, by the way, out there?
We should have to look into that, Whoopsie.
Well, watch yourself. Hey, back to TV again. You know, get this for a freaky show. I'm not sure if you heard about this or not. It's new. Snoop Dogg
and Martha Stewart.
Yeah, on VH1.
Yeah, it's their potluck. It's Martha Stewart and What's-His-Face's potluck.
Now,
which is,
tell me that ain't a crazy show.
Yeah, that's a crazy
combination. I'm watching her in the Today Show last week. We met her in the past as well, which is very...
When we met her, I was very surprised how friendly she was
and
accommodating she was to take pictures with the brands.
Yeah. But just watching her last week, I'm thinking, gosh, does she look like a stuffed shirt? And her with Snoop Dogg on a show, it just seems quirky. And VH1. Now, the people that are watching VH1 know Snoop, but do they know Martha Stewart?
I think everybody knows Martha Stewart.
Yeah, it's almost... Yeah. She's
a
almost,
brand.
Yeah.
She's an iconic brand.
Yeah.
So she's as well-known as Ford, I think, or Coca-Cola almost, really.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
maybe not to that extent, but I want to do another quick shout out because we have three brands that came in under the same umbrella of companies, which was Active Wisdoms. ActiveWisdoms.com is a global sustainable trading company offering high quality natural and organic lifestyle products such as Zetic
Genius Juice, and many others. Their mission is to support healthy lifestyle and sustain business for the manufacturers and retailers. And get this, their motto is Circle of Life, Healthy Life. It's pretty cool.
Love it.
Active Wisdoms.
Love it.
So we want to do a big shout out and thank you to
big
Ashley.
Big shout out. Thank you so much, Ashley, for participating. Her again as well as Mont Blanc.
We look forward to having awards, and she will also be with our Oscar event.
If you look out your
February.
Window, Mark, to the
so
left,
thanks,
we got one of those Rolls Royce. Is that the Silver Cloud, the Birkslaw one? What's that called?
I do not see it anywhere.
See, it's coming your way. It's coming towards you. The traffic's moving.
Oh, yeah, great.
Is that a Silver
that's
Cloud?
That's like a 61. That could be a Silver Cloud.
Let's see if we can see who's driving.
Well, that's a classy car.
That is a classy car.
You know, we took that. Great. We took that
to the Reality
to the
Awards.
Reality Awards
two years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, when Mark says we took it, we had that pick us up.
We wrote it.
They
provided transportation.
They provided transportation. Had we known there was Mont Blanc transportation back then, we probably would have went with them. But unfortunately,
that Rolls Royce is just so classy.
It was.
But it's just so plain and cheap on the inside.
On the inside.
Yet in its heyday, it was the best car out there.
Well, in its heyday, there was limited stuff out there. There was a Cadillac and a Lincoln, and that was pretty much it.
Right.
You know, now there's this, that, and the other thing, and you know, so many different choices.
Speaking about Lincoln, which is a great thing that we saw at Fashion Island the other day. You know, like in Old Town Pasadena, they have the dealership there for the Tesla. I don't know if you've ever seen it there in Old Town Pasadena.
No, but I've seen it in Nordstrom, and they're opening up one in the Americana.
They have a Tesla dealership in a Nordstrom? Which one is that?
Grove.
So they got the car in the Nordstrom?
They got the car in the Nordstrom. I wouldn't say it's a dealership, but well, actually it is because they're selling it in there.
Well, no, but I mean, do they have the car?
Yeah.
Do they have the whole setup, Matt?
They have the car. They have like a whole room with the car, and they have brochures and stuff like that.
Because just like at Old Town Pasadena, they've got the Tesla dealership at Fashion Island, which is great. You know, you can go there and you can pick your
Americana. They got one at the Americana now.
They have the Tesla as Americana too?
Yeah.
But now they also have the Lincoln dealership at the Fashion Island, which I thought is great. Real classic.
Oh, did you see the new Navigator?
No, I didn't see the new Navigator.
Love it. You'll see it at the auto show, but I love it.
Is it they changed the look of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's almost as long as the Escalade now.
Wow.
It's they'll sell a lot of them. They'll be competing.
Well, I guess so, because I think they've lost a lot of market share because of the Escalade.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. No. But anyhow, it was great seeing this thing there, the thing. And what I also like about Fashion Island, they've got one of the Nespresso. It's not a Nespresso cafe. It's just Nespresso boutique where you can go in there and you can buy your Nespresso. And we love to go in there when we're in Fashion Island because it's complimentary Nespresso. They poured me a pumpkin spice Nespresso, a big heaping mug of it. I mean, it's a whole mug that you would pay $5.50 if you're going to the store in Beverly Hills, but it was complimentary. And I love it because there's so many different styles of Nespresso machines to buy.
Yeah.
In addition to
weren't we?
Yeah, there's so many different flavors that you can purchase as well. But when we were there on our birthday, we were in the cafe. We had to pay $6 or so for the drink. But the Nespresso boutique in Fashion Island is just you walking in. And the funny thing about it is it's right next door to the Starbucks. So you've got these people at Starbucks paying $5-$6 for their drinks when right next door at Nespresso won't cost you nothing except the time to shop around, which is great. So a big shout out and thank you to Nespresso for those Nespresso drinks on Sander.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. You know, Mark, I want to give another big shout out to another brand that was involved with the Reality Awards, Robert Miller and Let It Be Natural. He sent us an email about an hour ago with a descriptive paragraph on
great.
His product. I can't seem to open up on my phone. Can you see? Because I know he just sent us something recently. But a big shout out. Mark's looking for that information, Robert. LetItBeNatural.com. Here we go. Never mind, Mark. I have it. LetItBeNatural.com. Their objective is to build a truly sustainable company and the foundation of all natural products and the opportunity to be a part of the environmental and health conscious movement that's currently taking place in the United States. This will help shape the future of our planet. They're a company for a new earth awareness and toxin-free furniture. So, Robert, thank you for sending that along. Again, it's letitbenatural.com. Check out the website. And again, Robert, thanks for participating with the Reality Awards. Hope you had a good time there, and hopefully we could have you on board for the Oscars as it's our premier event of the year. So look forward to having you
you involved. Thanks for being a part of it. And everybody, check out letitbenatural.com.
Fantastic.
On this beautiful Southern California day before it starts getting cold. Break out the scarves, break out the beanies, and I'm looking forward to it because I think over the course of the last 2 years, I just ended up buying myself a lot of scarves, a lot of jackets, overcoats, and what have you. And it's been so hot lately that, we're not using, even when it gets cold here, it's barely cold enough to break that stuff out.
I must say I'm happy that I found my missing coach glove. I had a pair of coach gloves that Stacy got me many years ago as an anniversary present, about 5 years ago, six, maybe 10 years ago, and I misplaced one of them, and I couldn't find.
Does that happen?
You put it in your closet, it falls on or whatever, and so we were cleaning, doing some house cleaning the other day, and
it was found in Blake's room?
The missing glove.
Where was it?
Found the missing glove on the floor there, so I must have been in there with something, and it fell out of a pocket, and it was under the bed, and there was the missing glove has been found, so my coach leather.
That's good to know. How about your sunglass case for?
That was not found. The Carl Lagerfeld one.
I think they're still in your car. Just like I lost my Lamborghini lighter. You know what, Mark? It was in the rental car. I know you called to double check. It was there. They found it. They kept it because it was definitely there.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible thing.
Big shout out to the new season of The Bay. They're currently filming right now. The Bay, the series. Check it out.
.com.
Yeah, thebaytheseries.com. Currently filming their third season, correct?
Is it the third?
They won 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so I don't know, maybe the fourth.
Might be the fourth, but the
nice association of partnership we have with
back-to-back Emmy Award winning online series, The Bay. I love it because some of the episodes are 18 minutes, some of them are 24
minutes.
Do
a quick knockout, You don't have to sit there for an hour, hour and a half.
Big shout out to them. We have a partnership with them, and hopefully, Mark, before the end of the month, that we'll be able to have our little walk-on. We were on once before. Mark and I are not actors, even though we've appeared on several different TV shows over the years.
We are not actors. We are bon vivants.
Yeah, but on occasion we do like getting involved with walk-ons or quick lines or a commercial here or there, what have you. So hopefully we'll be able to get on in the next couple
weeks.
And
you could tell we weren't actors. If you were lucky enough and had nothing to do on Sunday a couple days ago and we're watching A&E, they ran five episodes of our Storage Wars episodes were running on Friday and Sunday, which was a great way to catch up on I call it Storage Wars Classics.
Yeah,
and
well, I like
five
it.
Episodes. I think that was the most they've ever ran. So it was almost like a marathon, right?
Almost like a marathon, but there were three in a row, then there were two later.
Yeah.
So
it was a marathon.
But three in a row is a marathon.
Yeah, mini I would say that.
Mini marathon.
Yeah. Classic vintage Storage Wars with the Harris Brothers. So if you missed that, they'll be on again. They're always coming back, and they're always running again. So anywhere in the world, any time of the day, you're going to find the Harris Brothers.
You know, Mark, I don't know what you do for your total body nutrition, but for me, I go to rockandwellness.com.
Wow.
They're created from Earth's top superfoods. They were also involved with our Israeli International Film Festival gift bags last week. Try the entire line of Rock and Wellness products for an easy and delicious way to feel great. Meal replacement, midday boost, pre-post workout, and weight management. For your total body nutrition, Mark, smoothies, shakes, and healthy drink mixes, check out the Earth's top superfoods from Rock and Wellness. .com.
I will, Matt, but I got a question for you, if you don't mind me answering. What do you do for your online auction needs?
You know, Mark, I go to iBidForStorage.com.
Okay. And I do, too.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
And when we can't get out to attend auctions and do our thing and we're limited to time, we could do it from the comfort and leisure of our
homes. I know I do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You're a big-time bidder there. iBidForStorage.com for all of your online auction needs.
Yeah, I would say it's my number one choice to go to online auction.
I know it is, Mark. Yeah. I've seen
there
you
are many
in
of them out there, but this is the best.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So as we're coming to a close, Mark, any other shout-outs? I know this seemed like a...
Well, I know that, our episodes in Storage Wars, you can only watch whenever they're on. But if you still need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, you can always still go to the Harris Brothers World of WoW.
Yes, you can.
Which runs, you could stream it on firstrun.tv. We've got a good three or four episodes on there that are available to you 24/7, 365 from your desktop, laptop, iPhone,
tablet,
iPad,
Android,
anywhere in the world, you could watch it. So you go to firstrun.tv, channel 2, and you're going to see the Harris Brothers' fabulous World of WoW.
Fantastic. And if you missed today's show, and if you missed last week's show, and any of our show, you could download them, and you could go to LA Talk Radio.com.
Channel 2.
We're Channel 2. We're on Channel 2.
Both times.
Wow, fantastic.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the Tastemakers.
And if you want to get involved with one of our upcoming events, you still have time to get involved with the Chris Everett event this weekend. We're also involved with Sundance Film Festival coming up. We have a partnership with Bobby Flay that we're currently...
we're producing the official gift bags for Beat Bobby Flay. I think it's season 7?
Yeah, season 7.
Season 7 on Food Network.
Oscars, and then a long way off, there's the Kentucky Derby. So lots of stuff. www.wowcreationsmedia.com if you want to check us out to see what we have coming up. And we might need to have our website updated with our upcoming events.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that is for sure. I got to say, we're so busy doing things.
And we're always busy. I mean, we're not in the studio as often as we should be because are you ever doing too much? Can you ever do too much?
I don't think so. Life is short, and you really need to get out there and do things. But we're always looking for more, increasing our social media presence. By that, I mean Facebook. Facebook.com/WowCreations. Twitter.com/WowHollywood. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram. I don't know what the handle is for the Instagram.
WowHollywood.
Oh, okay. Instagram.com/WowHollywood.
Yeah.
We're on LinkedIn. We're on Flickr. We're on Snapchat. We're on MySpace, so we're everywhere. If you want to,
two different Twitter accounts too.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
If you want to request an autographed picture of the Harris Brothers or
no charge,
a T-shirt,
Mark. No charge.
You could send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com.
Speaking of which, Mark, did you see what Ian Booth posted? He posted that.
I didn't read it. I saw it came in, but I didn't pursue it. Anything other than that.
But
I did.
You know, he posted our favorite moments. From Star Wars. I said Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Watching A&E because they're always going to be running.
Are we on
episodes.
This weekend?
No, I don't know if we are. And that's what I say. Keep watching A&E because we're going to be on there at some time on A&E, the Storage Wars, vintage classic episodes of the Harris Brothers. Keep tuning in every time here on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for the
LATalkRadio.com.
We are bon vivants. We're off to Boca Raton on Thursday. And back on Monday, and so our show is on again next Tuesday. Hope to chat with you soon. Enjoy life. Eat something good. Drink something even
and
better.
And what does Pitbull say, Mark?
And as Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day. Until next week, later.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.